Hey, Change Nation, and welcome back to another episode of the Voices of Social Change podcast. Have an interview here for us today that I have been working to get for quite a while because this is something that you as an audience have really requested time and time again. And as I've done my interviews, I've just seen it as a recurring theme. And so I really wanted to bring these folks on today. So I am absolutely ecstatic to have Sydney Smith from B-Lab. She is a standards analyst at B-Lab, and she's going to be chatting with us today about the B Corp certification and about B corporations around the country, which is something that is important for all of us, I think, to hear. So, Sydney, first of all, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Josh. It's my pleasure.
Terrific. Well, why don't you go ahead? I have shared just a little bit. Oh, and I wanted to read this one quick bit that I pulled off your website just to let everyone know a little bit more about you all's philosophy up there. You say that government and the nonprofit sector are necessary but insufficient to address society's greatest challenges. Business, the most powerful man-made force on the planet, must create value for society, not just shareholders. Systemic challenges require systemic solutions, and the B Corp movement offers a concrete, market-based, and scalable solution. And I wanted to state that because I love that, and I think for us tuning in, it's something that really applies. But I've gone ahead then and just shared a little bit about what you're about up there, Sydney, but why don't you go ahead and take it away now? And first of all, talk to us about you, because we do want to get to know you and what brings you to this work. But then also talk to us more about B-Lab than I have here.
Wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. So like Josh said, I'm a standards analyst at B-Lab, which is the nonprofit behind B Corporations. So I have the privilege of working with purpose-driven enterprises as well as traditional businesses every day and walking them through the certification process, which I will speak to in a little bit. So my background, I am lucky to come to B-Lab about a year ago from the corporate world. I had a job in corporate finance. I have a degree in international finance, but I have another degree in environmental studies, and that part of me wasn't being fulfilled. And I said, I want to do something that really has an impact, that has an impact on my local community as well as the economy as a whole. And I stumbled across this wonderful global movement that's really empowering purpose-driven as well as traditional businesses to think about what's really important to them when they're measuring the impact that their business is having on the world. And so what really drives me, my role here at B-Lab, is just really the excitement of being at the very beginning of this growing global movement. There's truly an economic shift from businesses who are competing to be maybe the best in the world, which can sometimes mean taking shortcuts that can be detrimental to their own employees, to their suppliers, to the environment. So that shift from that type of capitalism to a different type of capitalism, which has existed before and which exists now, and that's where businesses compete to be the best for the world, while of course also remaining sustainable and profitable.
Terrific. Yeah, I love that. And I wonder if you would take us to that moment, because a lot of us come from corporate backgrounds as well. And we had that moment where we knew we needed to do something different with our career and with what we were about. Can you take us to that moment in your life?
Well, I was working at a large financial firm that will remain unnamed. And I was doing some psych studies on my own of the idea of impact investing. So really voting with your dollar in businesses that you truly believed in. And I was doing some research at my own company. And I feel like in companies in general, there's a lot of really, really great marketing going on. And you get wrapped up in this idea about sustainability and sustainable reporting and all of these buzzwords that we hear. So I was doing some underlying research. And in the sustainability fund, I found out like the number two holding was some like really large like oil and gas company. And that was kind of my like aha moment, like, okay, I need to get out and I need to help spread the word about impact investing, about sustainability, about purpose-driven businesses, and make it more of an industry standard rather than a really nice, catchy marketing term. Mm-hmm. And that was my aha moment.
Perfect. Well, I love that. And I really appreciate you sharing so openly about that, because that is a theme that I find a lot of us facing. Some of us have taken that leap, but a lot of us here have just felt that burning desire and have been kind of feeling those little moments along the way. And so, you know, you sharing your story like that, Sydney, I hope will help inspire us as we think about taking the leap. And I think another thing that I see highlighted there, and we'll definitely unpack this more as we go along, I'm sure, is the idea that it's not just the best and the brightest employees that are looking to move into more purpose-driven work. It's also that consumers are starting to demand it, and things are getting more transparent, and they're starting to look for this. And this, I think these trends coming together really make cause-based business a uniquely real thing. And just, there are so many different factors, I think, that are coming together to really make it look a lot different than it probably did before. But like I said, we'll chat through that. But those are my quick thoughts based off what you said. So along those lines, Sydney, do you have a favorite quote or a life mantra that you would say drives your work that you do every day?
Yeah, I have lots of favorite quotes. One I came across recently from Paul Hawken, who's an environmentalist, is, all is connected. No one thing can change by itself. So I think this really ties into what B Lab is all about and what B Corporations are all about, that of course we support independent businesses, but that everyone's interconnected. You have a series of stakeholders that goes beyond just your entrepreneur and your shareholders. It means thinking about multiple sides, thinking about your employees, thinking about your consumers, thinking about the environment and your supply chain. So that really, really grabbed me.
Perfect. Well, and along those lines, I wanted to talk to you about B Lab's Declaration of Interdependence. I love that. For us tuning in, it's a document on their website that I'll link to in the show notes. But for now, I think that really speaks to this idea of having stakeholders as opposed to shareholders. So what does that mean, that Declaration of Interdependence? What does that mean to you in your own words, Sydney?
Yeah, when I first started working here, I'm like, it's framed on our wall at work, and it's something that's really a foundation of our global movement. And to me, it reminds me that the purpose of a business is to consider all of its stakeholders. A business isn't just built by one person. It's built by its employees. It's built by its relationship with its suppliers and its relationship with its consumers. And it needs to be supported by the community that it's located in, and all in all, that the environment that it's located in needs to be protected as well to really have a profitable and sustainable business. So I think it's just the notion that no one person or no one entrepreneur is in this alone. And the Declaration of Interdependence really calls out these partnerships and highlights the wins for everyone involved in a purpose-driven business.
Yeah, terrific. And I was really inspired by that imagery of this Declaration of Interdependence framed on your wall, because I think one thing that speaks to very clearly is that B Lab has taken a stand for what they believe in and for what weaves the fabric of the organization together. And I think that is critical for us in cause-based work, that we do take a stand, and then that we have that stand weave through everything that we're about, from the way we tell our story to the way we brand ourselves to the way we interact with everyone that we're involved with. And to me, that imagery is just very powerful. So, good stuff. Well, great. Well, let's go ahead and move into the second part. I like those questions just to get to know a little bit more about your philosophy, Sydney, and then, of course, the philosophy of B Lab. But what I want to do now is I want to kind of put myself in the shoes of someone who is out there with a cause-based company. Many of us are in that position, and so I want to try and learn from you, just why I would pursue this status, and then as I look at that, what would the steps look like? So my first question, you know, saying again, I'm an early stage cause-based startup, so why do you think I should pursue B Corp status early on?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so there's a few different paths, and I like to frame this conversation with saying, I think one of the highest goals could be to become a certified B Corporation, But B-Lab, the nonprofit that I work for, really exists so that all businesses can measure what matters to them, so that they can measure their social and environmental impact. So I think step one, and this is step one for all of the various paths I'm about to discuss, is to take the B-Impact assessment. It's a free tool that you can register for on bcorporation.net, and it measures the overall operations of your business, including things such as your corporate governance structure, if you have one, how well you treat your employees, your local involvement in your community, as well as the environment. And so it looks at those more high-level, holistic, operational factors, and then it looks at the impact that your product or service is having on the world. So that's kind of step one, is to take the assessment. And for some companies that are just starting out, I think this is really important because it can help them set a framework. Maybe they were thinking of doing these things informally, but it can help them set a framework that really will keep this type of business in motion long after they've passed on, and really helps them frame and create a sustainable business. So I think it's about educating yourself as an entrepreneur by taking the assessment. And then I think, you know, along the path of certification, you take the assessment to become a fully certified B Corp. You do need 12 months of operation, because we measure what the company's done over a year's time. And so you need 12 months of operation to become a certified B Corporation. And once you're certified, that means you've met a few things. You've met a performance requirement. So you're doing well on the social environmental operation side. You're having an impactful business model. You're also meeting a transparency requirement. So we do ask companies to submit some documentation to verify that they're actually, you know, walking the walk. And then you also have to meet a legal requirement, which I know we'll get into a little bit later, but it's really saying that I not only do these things in practice, but I am so committed to my mission that I have a mission-locked governance statement that I build my business off of. So if ever a day came that I was acquired or I merged or I changed corporate forms, that the wonderful work that I build it, that I've been building because I'm a cause-based business will remain in effect. So it's a very high bar to become a B Corp, but I think some of the benefits, I say it depends on the type of company you are. Some really initial benefits, maybe if you're a product-based company, would be the access to the intellectual property of that B, certified B with a circle around it, corporations. You can put this on your packaging, you can put this on your website. I know that certain stores are starting to do some promotions highlighting certified B corporations. And so you're part of a bigger whole. You're connected to community. I think for service-based companies or even business-to-business companies and startups, it's a great way to establish a network and be part of something bigger than yourself. So I think those are some of the perks among the many. And then, as I mentioned, there are a few different paths. So I said there's a path to full certification. You have a performance requirement, transparency requirement, legal requirement, very high bars to meet. But what if you're a startup and you have less than 12 months of operation and you're really jazzed about this B Corp idea and you want to get the ball rolling? Well, we have something for you. It's called a pending B Corp status. You still take the same full assessment, but you kind of answer it as you think your business will be in a year. You don't have to meet a performance requirement, but you do have to meet the legal requirement. And this really just shows that you're committed to becoming a fully certified B Corp when you're eligible. And it can also help investors or consumers know that you're serious about not only you know, having this type of mission, but really committing to it in a more legal way. And so I know that in my year of experience here, I've had many investors ask companies to become pending B Corp certified before they will invest in them. So I think it's just another level of performance and transparency that a startup can meet to really show how obligated they are to being a purpose-driven enterprise.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you sharing. I think there were lots of great nuggets of information there, but I especially appreciate you sharing that last track for someone who is just in that startup stage, which a lot of us are, and knowing that we do have an option, that we can set ourselves on this path right away and make that statement early on. And one of the pieces that I want to highlight there that I think is so important And I say this because a lot of the startups that I work with have kind of this idea of waiting on those kinds of things until much later on in the process. And I think one of the advantages, one of the big advantages of doing it sooner is what you've mentioned there, Sydney, that you're able to set these foundational pieces in place, the cause-based structure of your business in place, the pieces that are important for you and the pieces that for all of us, those are the reasons that we got into business. You can solidify those right away and make sure that's in your foundation. And there, as your business grows, as it changes, you always have those foundational pieces in place. And to me, that's what I love most about this whole idea and this whole network.
Absolutely. And I just want to mention one other thing, Josh. So you, of course, can log in at any time and take the assessment for free. We also have an area when you log in. It's a set of tools that help you improve your impact, whether or not, you know, you're a little ways away from meeting the performance requirement, or you're a new company and you just want to read through some best practices guides. We have those available on the site for anyone to use.
Perfect. Well, and I appreciate you sharing that. And for everyone out there in Change Nation, I'll make sure those end up in the show notes so you can just link directly into those tools. I have read through a few of those, looked at a few of those, and there are just a lot of really valuable resources on that website. So give a shout out to that. But that'll be down there in the show notes as well, so you don't have to write that down or anything if you're driving. So terrific. So my next question, Sydney, I've heard of, you know, again, as an early stage startup, I've heard of B Corp legislation, and I've also heard of certification. In other words, I've heard of some laws surrounding this, and then I've also heard of this certification. Can you talk to me about the difference between the two?
Yes. But this is probably my most frequently asked question, I think mainly because the naming is so similar. So B Corp is often used as a shorthand for both benefit corporations as well as certified B corporations, but there are two different things. So benefit corporation legislation that is passed in 27 states, including Delaware, by the way, is a state of incorporation similar to an S or C corporation but it takes it one step further and ensures the values of your company are maintained over time by legally protecting the stakeholders of your company. So like I mentioned before, those employees, consumers, suppliers, environment. So it is a type of legal status. Separate from that, a certified B corporation, kind of what we've been talking about for the first part of this call today, is a type of certification a company can obtain if they meet a certain performance requirement, transparency requirement, as well as legal requirement. So sometimes, as a certified B corporation, to meet our legal requirement, it includes reincorporating or incorporating as a benefit corporation. So it's not necessarily you have to be one and you have to be the other. It depends. So if you're in some certain states, the just amending your corporate governing articles isn't strong enough to hold up in a court of law. So you have to reincorporate as a benefit corporation to protect your mission lock structure. Some of these companies include Arizona, California, Delaware. We have a list on the website. I won't bore you with all the states. But those are states where you would have to become a benefit corporation in order to certify as a B corporation.
Got it. Okay. And so if I want B Corp legislation in my state, or if I don't really know whether or not it's there, how can I find that out? What's the first steps there?
Yeah, great question. So although we do, B-Lab does have a policies team on staff that has helped with passing legislation in states before, we encourage everyone to take a stance on their own and talk to your state legislator about benefit corporations. I have some really helpful links to www.benefitcorp.net, so you can browse and see which states have this legislation. There's also a link, Josh, that I'll give you that links directly to a draft of a model legislation drafted by Bill Clark from Drinker, Biddle & Rough LLP for interested parties to utilize to bring to their legislative bodies and say, this is what we want passed. This has worked in other states. Can we make this happen? So we do have some links available for those that want to be involved.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Yeah, and I will get those and pop those in the show notes then, so folks can link into that. So the next question I want to talk about then. Oh, and just real quick to make sure, just so I know that I'm clear. So if I am a startup and I get a B Corp certification, that's essentially a stamp that is saying to anyone who wants to get involved with my company, this is what I stand for, this is what we're about as a company, and that's woven into the fabric of who we are.
Exactly.
That's certification. And then a B Corp law, if I am actually a legal benefit corporation entity, that is where I have some kind of legal business structure that my state has actually approved that I'm also taking on.
Correct. When you incorporate as a benefit corporation, you have a mission-lock governance structure, and you also have to meet an annual reporting requirement on your impact. I think the difference is you don't have to meet a performance requirement, so you don't have to take like an assessment like you would have to do to become a certified B corporation.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, got that. Okay, so then moving on, kind of along those same lines, talking about a lot of us in the startup community, of course, a big question in our minds is thinking about venture capital of some kind and how we're going to bring in funding to continue running our startup, to get it off the ground, bring it to revenue generation, those kinds of things. Can you comment or what comments can you make in terms of how you've seen benefit corporations navigating that? In other words, does it make it any different when they're looking for venture capital? Does that tend to look like a normal startup? What are your thoughts on that, Sydney?
Yeah, so I'll speak a little bit more about B Corp certifications rather than benefit corporations, just because I don't have the data on that. But all certified B corporations receive a free GIRS rating. And what a GIRS rating is a Global Impact Investment Rating System. And it's a report that shows your impact on the operation side as well as the impact side. And so B-Lab not only certifies companies that are purpose-driven as B corporations, we also have a large collection of impact data that various subscribers, such as investors, have access to. And it's an aggregate compilation of your B impact assessment, so the tools that the company uses to apply for certification. It aggregates this data and shows investors, you know, which companies maybe have the best environmental practices, the best social practices. And we have multiple investors on this platform searching for new investment opportunities. So you are automatically listed on this database once you take the B impact assessment. And so it just opens up a different type of world for these types of investors who traditionally, you know, even a decade before, didn't have this type of comprehensive impact data to inform them on making investments in, really, I would say, social venture capitalism.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about those investors, these impact investors, Sydney?
I think there's a large range of them. We see some traditional investors who specialize in this social venture capitalism to, you know, small scale venture capitalists that are just starting out and looking for their specific niche of maybe, you know, developing countries, providing renewable energy in developing countries. So I think we do have a wide range of investors. We also encourage companies to take the assessment, maybe not even to become a B corporation, but to be just to have this GIRS rating. So we not only take in companies that meet the performance bar, but maybe a startup just isn't at that performance requirement yet because it's working on creating a sustainable business, it's profitable, and it hasn't had time to do all the check marks in the environmental section. You know, you can still get a GIRS rating without a performance requirement, and you come away with this nice looking report that you can share to investors, you can share to a variety of your stakeholders that shows you're not only measuring your financial profitability, but the impact that your business is already starting to have as a small business. So that is available as well, and it all stems from the same assessment. So
Perfect. Well, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, because one thing that I've kind of felt as I've worked with startups out there is there is this perception that being a cause-based startup might in some way put you at a disadvantage for raising investment capital. And so it's great to hear that it sounds like the opposite's actually true, that in a lot of instances, there's such a wide variety of investors out there that that can actually put you at an advantage in certain circumstances. But at the very least, by making statements about what you stand for, it sounds like, and then getting in the right networks, you'll be able to link up with the right people who are interested in those causes and are interested in making that impact. And certainly they're going to be interested in the financials as well, but at least, you know, they're interested in something more. And yeah, so that's, I think that's important for all of us to hear, definitely. Well, great. So let's talk then about the B Lab community. I understand that becoming a B Corp makes me part of a unique community. So can you share with us some examples of how the B Lab community has benefited businesses, how that network has helped?
Absolutely. So like I mentioned before, I think this could differ depending on what type of company you are, but just in general, being part of a larger movement, I feel like you're reaching a variety of different audiences. Sometimes it's the consumer-based audience that really recognizes that B Corp logo on their packaging and knows that that means that you are a transparent business that is using your impact for good. I think that within the community, there's a lot of strong business-to-business connections. I know that once you are a certified B Corporation, there are multiple discounts that other B Corporations offer to their fellow B Corps in the community. They can really make a big difference depending on what type of business you're in. We also, B Lab host every year a Champions Retreat. This year it is in Portland, Oregon. I'm very excited about that. And it's a gathering of, I think last year it was around 200 companies, but it's a gathering of thought leaders. It's a time to come together and think about how we can grow the community as a whole. So it's B Lab helps create these B Corporations and bring them together, but it's really about each individual business coming together to empower each other and to make this type of mission-locked, purpose-driven business the norm rather than the exception. So I think it's a really powerful tool. We connect businesses all the time with one another. Maybe they're a larger retailer that wants to sell smaller, products from a startup, and they only want to sell B Corporations. So I think it's a variety of things. I think the strongest thing is the connection to a larger movement and empowering one another to keep using business as a force for good.
Yeah, and I love what you said about making this the rule rather than the exception. I think that just highlights the movement that we're all a part of is really transforming the way that business is done overall. And I likewise dream of the day when this, you know, isn't just a unique flavor of business. This is how business is done. And I love B Lab's mission so much is because that seems to be exactly what your mission is, and the way that you're bringing people together, I think is terrific on that. Real quick though, I lost the name of the conference that you mentioned. What was that one out in Portland?
Conference, we call it the Champions Retreat.
Champions Retreat. Perfect. And then the last question I had in this section, and this was just something I ran into on your website and I was really curious about, so I wondered if you'd share about it. I read a little bit about B Corp ambassadors. Can you talk to us about them?
Yeah, so we all the time are starting new initiatives because that's what smaller nonprofits do. So we started the B Corp ambassadors, and it's the program is really about promoting the B Corp brand really from different stakeholders' point of view. So we were highlighting athletes that believe in the movement to reach out to a specific target audience. I think in the future we want to move into having B Corp ambassadors that are maybe more of the musician, artist type. We're probably going to select a different genre or industry as we flow through this initiative. And we really just want to make B Corp relatable to as many different types of people and audiences as we can to build brand awareness. So it's just a different way to bring some to highlight some people that maybe a broader audience knows, and to spread the B Corp word.
Yeah, well, I love that message there too, in the sense that it's really crossing into new sectors, and there again, something that, you know, started out as kind of this unique small flavor of business has really been crossing over into a lot of sections, and I think that's a really fun way to do it too. So I like that story. Well, great stuff. We'll Change Nation, that's going to close us out on part one. So we will be back here in just a few days with part two. Don't miss it, as I finish asking Sydney the rapid fire questions, and I'll also be back with my own thoughts on the interview. So stay tuned this week for part two.